Megaphone there from the disc. Beaners 1 week live from their disc last year. Beaners 1 week live kicks off tonight down at Beaners Central on Central Avenue in West Duluth. It goes all the way through the 26th music every night. Tonight's lineup is Caleb Holly, the daredevil Christopher Wright, the comedy of Mary Mack, and Jason Shannon. Here in KUMD, we're kicking it off early here with the daredevil Christopher Wright's band all the way from Eau Claire here in the studio. It's been 10 years since Jason Musso has been organizing this a nightly smorgasbord of talent, nonstop live music for a whole week. It starts every night at 7 o'clock, and it's just another beautiful September week. Congratulations to Beaners Central and to Jason for this huge contribution to the Duluth music scene. Of course, down here at KUMD, we'll be down there as well, so you stop by and check us out. And we're pleased to have one of the acts from tonight's lineup here in the studio this afternoon. Welcome to Studio A here at KUMD.
Thank you so much.
It's the daredevil Christopher Wright, and they're kind of a poetic Dadaist trio is what I think of them. And they're musicians from Eau Claire, and so glad to have them all in the studio. They're going to kick it off with the song of the same name, the daredevil Christopher Wright, here on KUMD.
Dangerous, dangerous, you know that is his name. He's the guy driving cars off cliffs, taking whips into lions' dens to teach them how to dance. Villainous, villainous, that is what they'd say as his car bursts to flame and ash, and they'd watch between the cracks of their fingers to see him crash. And oh, I wanna grow up to be Christopher Wright. And oh, I wanna grow up to be Christopher Wright. Don't you know that everyone half hopes that they'll see him die tonight? Don't you know that everyone half hopes that they'll see him die tonight? That's the life of Christopher Wright. Shame, we'll never see that man again. He was attempting his longest jump yet, but there was such a wind today that it blew his life away. It blew his life away. It blew his life away.
What's that song about?
Well, it was a song that we first wrote when we were, well, it had been written about the time we started our first recording, and we were looking for a name. And, yeah, it's just a fictional kind of character, the daredevil who, you know, dies, I guess.
Well, welcome to the studios. I guess let's meet everybody. It's you guys are a trio, and two of you are brothers. And who do we have? And then maybe share what you're playing as well. And maybe not just what you're playing right now, but maybe what you play in general, because I know you guys have many more than three instruments in the band.
That's right. We have about 18 instruments.
18 instruments between three?
No, I don't really know. I just made a number up. But I'm Jesse, and I typically play percussive things. And at the moment, I have a floor tom, and a mix of other things to hit with.
And I'm Jason. I play bass and other things. I'm playing the glockenspiel and maybe a recorder too. And I'm John. I play guitar primarily, and am playing guitar right now.
So maybe not as much mixing it up for you.
Not as much as these dudes. They do the heavy lifting in terms of all the wacky instruments. So.
Maybe just a little bit about how you got together, and you're from Eau Claire, but you obviously you guys know each other because you're brothers. But
yeah. We're Jason and I are actually originally from Amory, Wisconsin, which is northwest of Eau Claire. Yeah. But we went to school in Eau Claire, and so that's kind of our musical home. And actually, Jesse and I met from some mutual friends, and I was looking for a band and playing solo stuff, and Jesse was a drummer and looking for someone to play some music with. So we kind of got together that way, and then kind of a year, or I mean, probably shorter than that afterwards, with some cajoling from our father and talking us into having Jason come and play a set with us one summer, and it just ended up being really awesome. And so it's kind of been the three of us ever since then. And
how long has that been?
Going on 6 years now.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That we've been this three. So.
Well, welcome to Duluth. Have you been to Duluth before? You've played Beaners probably before?
Yeah, we've played Beaners a number of times. Yeah, over the last few years or so.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk about your new record out. You have a new record out this past spring, mm-hmm. and it's really your first full length. You have a few EPs. We'll talk about that after another tune. And thanks so much for joining us. What's this next one?
So it's called The East Coast.
What's the word? Are you coming home for Easter? I hadn't heard since the last I spoke to Mother. And I love you too. I know things get so busy. I guess I'll just have to come to the city. And now that you're married, do you think it has changed you? Oh, such a lovely girl.
Oh, such a lovely girl.
And you say that I can steal the sand from if I met her.
I'm the same man, everyone thinks.
And I can steal the sand from if I met her.
I'm the same man, everyone thinks.
And I can steal the sand from if I met her.
I'm the same man, everyone thinks.
You found a new apartment last weekend. Pack your stuff and move in on the second. Make a home, some room for your records. The telephone will record all your answers. And now when you come home, does it feel like you thought it would? You said it's so wonderful. You say that everyone can stay in on the sand from if I met her.
I'm the same man, everyone thinks.
Everyone can stay in on the sand from if I met her.
I'm the same man, everyone thinks.
Everyone can stay in on the sand from if I met her.
I'm the same man, everyone thinks.
School, graduate school, now you're going to graduate school, now you're getting on the bay, and you're going to the bathroom, and 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 the bathro
the East Coast, the Holy Ghost, the microphones, the heavenly hosts all singing over you, watching over you.
I really like that tune. That was one of my favorites that I heard when I just kind of went through and listened to some of your music before this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's my favorite one on the record, how it turned out and everything. It was kind of fun, yeah.
Well, the thing that struck me about that song is you're a trio, and a lot of people sing up harmonies, and you guys sing plenty of harmony as well, but that one is more like you're singing around or something else. Everybody's singing something different. I know a couple of you were in harmony there, but yeah. I mean, it really is. That's where I got the Dada. I mean, you guys are really, you have some incredible creativity between you.
Thank you.
And especially in the vocals, which doesn't always come through.
Yeah.
How do you come up with that stuff, or especially the vocal curiosity, all those the oddities in that song particularly?
Jason and I went to school, when we were at university, we were going to school for music, both with vocal emphasis, so we got a lot of training in, classical school in terms of how that goes, but a lot of just training in voice and learning about things, and then, so we came from that, and really, you know, we're influenced to a large degree, and before that, you know, with family and all that stuff, doing a lot of singing, our whole family, but then, I don't know, there's some cool advents in music recently, like one of the bands that really influenced me personally, and I would say probably us in general, is this band Animal Collective.
Oh, yes. One of the favorites on the basement here, which is the UMD students put on radio every night after 9, and our music director, I think that's one of her favorites as
Hearing, especially their Sung Tongues record was the first one I heard, and it just was like, they were just doing stuff with their voices that was so creative and just so, I mean, it kind of made me think, you know, you can just do anything. You can do whatever you want with your voice. And so, I don't know, I think that's what we're trying to incorporate and I don't know, involve in the music.
Yeah. I think you hit it with that tune in particular. Just a really neat, and then the whistling and all of it.
Yeah, good.
So is that on your latest album, or is it?
Yep, that's okay. On the latest.
It's also the title track of your EP that came out. When did that come out? Sometime previously, before your album?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was maybe half a year before.
All right. This came out in May. So talk about your latest album, In Deference to a Broken Back is the name. This is really your full-length album. Mm-hmm. And maybe talk a little bit about that. Did somebody break their back?
Yeah. This is Jason, and I broke my back. And I ended up having to have surgery. So that was kind of, I don't know.
Did you get a lot of songwriting in then while you were laid up?
Well, I don't know. The first time we played a lot of the songs that are on this was like a few days after I had my surgery in a little coffee shop. So I was kind of hobbling in and playing a few songs.
And then laying down.
And then, yeah, going to lay down. So
perseverance.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Talk about the studio experience of getting this album done.
We recorded in South St. Paul with a good friend who's been an engineer for a really long time. It took from the time the first day of recording to release, it was probably about 2 years that the whole course took, which...
And it can be that way.
Yeah, you know, it was a big learning process in terms of just finding the time to record it, and then after it was recorded to then try to send it places and try to figure out the industry and, you know, that side of music. And so it was a big learning process in that whole time, but it was really good, and we're all really pleased with how it came out, and people are receiving it really well, so that's kind of cool.
Excellent. I've seen they got write-ups in Paste Magazine and all sorts of stuff out of this album.
Yeah, some neat stuff. So.
Excellent. You'll have copies of the album at the show tonight?
Absolutely.
Excellent. And your EPs as well?
The most recent one.
The East Coast.
The other one is out there on the internet now, though. So.
I suppose. Well, that album actually came out quite a while ago, 2005.
Yep.
So
yeah.
It's really been a while since you've had some recordings out.
Yeah.
Well, also this weekend you're playing the Midpoint Music Festival down in Cincinnati. Is that coming up this weekend?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, Thursday.
Have you been there before?
Not to Cincinnati.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's the first time for me, for sure. I don't know if you guys have been.
Yep.
first time.
So it looks like a really kind of a neat blend of, you know, real fresh music.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. We actually just played with a band from Cincinnati called Pomegranates last night in the Twin Cities, and so it seems like some neat music is coming out of there. And
yeah, actually, we had a band in from Cincinnati. I believe it was Ellery.
Okay, yeah.
So, excellent. Yeah, well, enjoy that.
Thank you.
You're really getting out on the road with this album.
Yeah, we are doing a lot of traveling, so it's an adventure.
That's right. Well, let's hear one more tune here and give us a little background.
Sure. This is a new one.
Jason's song?
This is a new one called Animal of Choice that we've been having a good time playing recently.
The Daredevil, Christopher Wright, here on KUMD.
Oh, yeah. I'll be a wolf and you'll be a bear, and we'll bear our claws, cause that's our cross to bear. Through the blood that we share, be me wolf and be you bear, we'll feel each tragedy sympathetically. And I think you are my brother, and I will hurt when you hurt, and the children that dream of our faces will cry for their mother's hand. We'll be the namesake of every band, the namesake of every band, the namesake of every band. Thinks I'm lovable, it's quite unbearable, cause deep in my past is a thirst that at best is perceivable, at worst insatiable. And I think you are my brother, and I will hurt when you hurt, and the children that dream of our faces will cry for their mother's hand. We'll be the namesake of every band, 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 the namesake of every band. Choice to be the animal. Maybe the animal of choice is the choice to be the animal. You think those dudes were just born plain horrible? Now I don't think so, but then I've been wrong before. That hideous strength they dealt, oh so terrible. Now I can't deny the pain is historical. You think those dudes were just born plain terrible? Now I don't think so, but then I've been wrong before. Now I don't think so, but then I've been wrong before. Now I don't think so, but then I've been wrong before. Now I don't think so, but then I've been wrong before. Thank you.
we become. No, it's more like we become. No, it's more like we become. No, it's more like we become. The beast, the beast, the beast. 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 Lord, have mercy on your daughters and sons. Lord, have mercy on your daughters and sons. The beast, the beast, the beast. The wailing and the gnashing of teeth. Oh!
The Daredevil, Christopher Wright here on KUMD, here live from Studio A. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And the name of your latest album is In Deference to a Broken Back that came out in May. And you'll be playing tonight down at Beaner's, 1 week live celebration at Beaner's Central in West Duluth. You can find more information on the band on MySpace. It's myspace.com/thedaredevilchristopherwright, all one word. And, of course, more information on all the shows and everything that's happening at beanerscentral.com. We'll have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
And welcome to Duluth. More information on all the shows at beanerscentral.com. And then here's the lineup tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. It's Caleb Hawley, Daredevil Christopher Wright, the comedy of Mary Mack, and then topping it off with Jason Shannon. Tomorrow evening, it's Matches for Candles, a three-song Sunday, Stellan Lefty, MC2, Dury and Green, and Sam Dahl. So much more, and you can check that all out online. So much information, so much music, all 1 week. We'll get back to music here. This is JJ Cale here on KUMD.